Tara Jimenez.
Yes, here.
Jim Gluck.
Here.
Janet Fisher.
Here.
Margaret Joplin.
Here.
Ann Lopez.
Here.
Felix Lawrence.
Here.
Hannah Smith.
Here.
Maureen Luke.
Here.
Nancy Fung.
Here.
Bob Clark.
Here.
Valerie Sanchez. Valerie Sipp.
Here.
And Lily Tate.
Here.
We are at quorum, Chair Jimenez.
Hooray! Thank you, everyone. Thanks for everybody who had to come back to present because we didn't meet quorum. So we're in a precarious position with the amount of people we have on our board or on our committee right now. Let's see here. So, I'm supposed to do the Pledge of Allegiance / moment of silence. I'm going to mute for 1 minute. Should anyone feel inclined, they could say the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay. Okay, thank you everyone for being here today. I'm gonna proceed with our agenda. Welcome. We have a new member of PACD, but maybe Adriana was gonna, Abby, right? You weren't here at our last meeting.
I'm with the Arts Foundation. So I was here for the attempted meeting last month.
Okay, so we didn't get to talk about your addition to the Arts Foundation team and then your role in supporting us here in PACD as well. So thanks for being here.
Yeah, Alex, maybe after your report, we can introduce Abby and also Sadie to staff.
Okay, great. The only thing I have in my report is that we need more committee members. So if any of y'all can think of people who might want to serve on our little committee, it's a monthly commitment as well as various other options to participate further if you want to be on the panels. It makes it hard being at the numbers we're at now to meet quorum should there be any conflicts of interest or, you know, just general people going on vacation and such. And also, we are looking for a new vice chair as Sadie is stepped down from PACD because, as we'll find out soon, they are now working with the Arts Foundation. So I was going to use this month to put the out there, and then next month we can vote on a new vice chair for PACD. So think about it. Basically, you know, you'll lead if I can't, and also be privy to the emails that we send out about things. But ultimately, it's a really helpful to have an alternate in cases of conflict of interest or, you know, just life. And then having someone to just support the process with me is great. So I was sad to lose Sadie, and I'll be looking forward to whoever decides to step up when we do an election next month. So feel free to email me if you have any questions about the responsibility and or the extra work, which there is one more meeting involved every month that you'll have to attend. Anyways, I'll go on to the next agenda item, which is the Arts Foundation Executive Director's Report.
Chair Jimenez, the executive director has been ill and has lost her voice. So I believe she will not be making a director's report today.
Wilwin, did you want to step in?
I don't have anything to add to that report, but I do see that Janet has her hand up.
I just have a question. As far as community members on this committee, what would the requirements be for a community member? I mean, I know some of the members are appointed, you know, by council people and mayors, but as far as just a community volunteer, what is that?
There aren't any, well, you could be an artist or you could be a non-artist. There's no requirement of involvement in the arts, just an appreciation for it, I believe. And then there's only like conflict of interest issues. Obviously, you couldn't be an Arts Foundation employee to be on this committee, but you can be appointed by them to serve on the committee. I don't really think that there's very many parameters, just availability, because you have to be able to attend. I think it's, oh man, I'm sorry, Donna, maybe you know the minimum amount you have to, you can't miss more than four meetings in a year. So you have to really be available. Also, not being available is an impediment to our processes, because as you, those who attended last month, we couldn't have our meeting because we didn't have enough people to make quorum. So that's pretty imperative, is the availability during this meeting. And I think that, I'm trying to see if I have it written down what our current ward slot openings are. If you know community members who live in these areas, but I don't have that readily available right now. Donna or Wilwin, do either of you have?
I'm trying to find it right now. So I believe we are looking for a representative for Arts Foundation. And then we're also in need of the city manager's office to recommend a panel member, the mayor's office, District 3, Ward 1, and Ward 3.
Okay, thanks, Wilwin. And did you want to introduce the new arts?
Sure. So, thanks, Alex. Some of you may have seen Abby Christensen last week. Abby is our new collections, public art collections manager, and will be handling donations and maintenance and relocations and things of the sort with the public art collection for the city of Tucson, and also helping us with that generally in the public art program. And as you may all know, Sadie has joined the staff as a community design manager. And we're leaving that role open for a vice chair. Sadie, do you, Do you have anything you want to say, or Abby, for that matter? Or introduce yourself?
I just wanted to say thanks, everyone, for your patience with me with the agenda and then the corrected agenda that I set out. I'm also helping organize the PACD, so just still learning the ropes, but thank you for your patience.
Hi, everyone. Sadie Shaw here. Yeah, I am very proud and honored to join the Arts Foundation staff. What I'll be doing is basically running the Salute Art Day program, which is a collaboration between the Health Department and Arts Foundation. And we'll be doing a series of temporary art projects in each supervisory district that's led by the community and their voices. So right now I'm working on the call to artists guidelines for that. This call to artists won't be going through PACD approval because of the nature of its being so temporary. We'll have a community-wide event next year around this time. We will be exhibiting those artworks. So keep an eye out for that opportunity. Thank you.
And just to add on that part, that project is not a CIP project. So it that's why the PACD role isn't mandatory. Thanks. Alex?
Okay, so moving on to our first action item, it's the review and approval of the September 14th meeting minutes. Even if you weren't there, as long as you reviewed them over, you can still approve. So Abby, I believe you'll do a, or Donna, are you, someone's doing a roll call vote.
I've got a question about these minutes. Does the person who compiled the minutes have access to the recording of the meeting?
Yes, I did, Committee Member Lawrence. Okay. I did have access to it.
I just want to point out that the rest of us don't have access to that recording, so it would be hard for us to correct your meeting minutes without access to that recording. I'm not saying there's any errors in them, but we would have a hard time finding the errors without the recording. And we don't have access to it.
Chair Jimenez, I defer to you as to whether the recording has always been sent to committee members after the meeting.
Not directly, but I thought it was available on the website.
No, it's not.
Well, I thought isn't the purpose of it to be available to the public? Doesn't the clerk's office take it?
Yeah, I submitted a public records request for these recordings, and I was told that I had to speak to the Arts Foundation. The Arts Foundation told me several months ago that there was a formatting issue, and the video formats weren't right for the city clerk. But the city clerk won't even open a public records request because these documents are not in possession of the city. So I don't even have a tracking number for that request.
Hi. Terry Jimenez?
Yes.
I apologize for my voice. The audio recordings are uploaded to the boards and commissions website for the city of Tucson. So they are there if people want to go or hear them. It's the audio recording.
Okay. Perhaps it's because I asked for the video recording that they said they didn't have. I'll just ask for the audio then.
Thanks for that clarification, Adriana. That's what I had thought. When I was part of a physical meeting, they would just record the audio, and that's what would always be available through the clerk's office. Jim, you had your hand up.
So I notice on page 2, I'm noted that I didn't vote on the third donation, and I don't recall that. I thought I was part of the overall vote. So I have no objection to that third donation. I'm just kind of curious. And then, of course, my name was spelled wrong. But that's here nor there.
No, that's important to know, Jim. Thank you for bringing that to attention.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just saying that's important to know. So thank you for, we can make an amendment, correct, Donna, to the meeting minutes to reflect.
Yes, we can. And committee member Gluck, when that vote was taken, you might have stepped away because when I did call your name, you didn't respond.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Well, I may not have hit the unmute button in time or something. So,
okay.
Any case, I didn't mean not to vote. I just admit an errant. I did note that you highlighted that. So I presume if you highlighted it, that you may have had some question about that. So
I did. That's what the highlights are for. From what I heard on the recording and from my notes, I just want to be sure that the minutes are accurate.
Okay.
And if someone can find a link to those audio recordings, that would be helpful. And post it, please.
Yeah, okay, this is Kenna. The link should be in the chat. It's in boards and commissions.
Thank you for doing that, Kenna. So we're still on the agenda item of reviewing and approving the September meeting minutes. So if we go ahead and finish.
Madam Chair, I would move to accept the meetings as written.
Okay, thank you.
Second,
thanks.
May I ask one point? Do you want to make the motion that the minutes are amended with the corrected spelling of committee member Gluck's name?
My error, yes. I would accept the modification of the motion.
Chair Jimenez, may I take roll?
Yes, go ahead, please. Okay.
Chair Jimenez?
Approve.
Approve. Committee member Gluck?
Approved.
Committee member Fisher?
Approve.
Committee member Joplin?
Approve.
Committee member Lopez?
Approve.
Committee member Lawrence?
Approve.
Committee member Smith?
Approved.
Committee member Luke?
Approve.
Committee member Fung?
Approve.
Committee member Clark?
Approve.
Committee member Sanchez?
Approve.
Committee member Sip?
Approve.
Committee member Tate?
Approve.
The motion has passed, Chair Jimenez.
Okay, thank you. We're on to the next item on our agenda, which is donation approval. So most of us probably looked at all of that information last month, but we can go ahead and vote on it. Abby, did you want to say something or lead this process?
Totally. We also have an additional one that we added since last month. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to share my screen real quick. Are you able to see that? Awesome, perfect. So I just pulled up the gallery that was sent out to review beforehand. So today we're gonna be reviewing two donations. And quickly, before we begin, I just want to review the process that the committee uses to evaluate the donation requests. So before today, you should have received this link to view the donation guidelines and directives also. And then a link to the application materials that we'll kind of go through today, as well as maintenance protocol forms for each application. And so then today we'll have some time to review those and then open up discussion with the artists and donors as well. And so just to review the process from here, if it's approved in the meeting, then it goes on to be evaluated for risk review. And then eventually it goes on to the city manager, who will make the final acceptance for us, ideally. And we'll be able to move ahead from there. And as we review, I just want to quickly remind you of the criteria that we're looking at. We will be looking ideally at the appropriateness of the artwork to the aspects of its surroundings, the relationship of the artwork to other artwork in the vicinity, the appropriateness of the artwork location, appropriateness of the scale of the proposed site, and any applicable neighborhood design guidelines. And in terms of maintenance, we want to look at the constructability of the proposed artwork, durability and production quality, the maintenance, and then the intended length of the display of the art. So let's see a couple of things in the chat here. Okay, perfect. So we're going to start with the Miracle Manor traffic circles. And before we go in and kind of go through this, I just want to check. Let's see here. Oh, sorry. Is Jessica Estrada here?
Yeah. Hello.
Okay. Perfect. And is Jesse Moreno here as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Welcome. So I just wanted to confirm before we jump in to talk about this project. I'll give a quick overview here. So the Miracle Manor Traffic Circles Beautification Project was submitted by Jessica Estrada of the Living Streets Alliance, and it's titled The Past, Present, Unknown Through Children's Eyes, and the primary artist is Jesse Moreno. You can see we've got some images of the area, a related project here, and then some of the materials that were used to design the work. Quick donation summary is up there if you'd like to look that over. This is a temporary project, and it is anticipated to be about a year long is the anticipated duration. So there are two traffic circles, and I'll go through quickly the designs anticipated for each of those. This one is called Tin Toys. Here's the outline that will be used. The second one is Dream Big, and the outline that will be used for that. I'm going to stop sharing my screen here. And you can maybe open it up for questions.
Felix, you have your hand up?
Yes, I've got a question for Living Streets Alliance. I was wondering, are all the materials that we're reviewing, are they actually part of the proposal, or are some of them not part of the proposal? I mean, I would assume that they're all part of the proposal, right?
Yeah, so they're all part of the proposal. The only one was the already painted traffic circle picture that is just showing a similar type of project. But yes, it is.
Do any of these materials contain plagiarized text or images?
Not that I am aware of.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I know these questions sound strange, so I'll give some context. On your last project, the Barrio Blue Moon Turtle traffic circle, which I helped to paint, by the way. That was a fun event. I went and helped paint that. Some of the materials that you presented to us contained text that was copied from a website without citing the website, without giving credit. And I inquired about this, and the chair of this committee told me that that particular part of the proposal wasn't really part of the proposal, that it didn't really matter that it was plagiarized because it wasn't actually part of the proposal. So that's why I wanted to ask you about this proposal and whether everything we're seeing was actually in it.
Felix, if I could address some of that. This was actually about the artwork that's being proposed. We're here to approve the artwork that's going to become a part of the public realm. And so that's what ultimately really matters. What we're judging is the artwork that's being put forward. And the artwork is a part of a larger proposal. And notes and stuff can be parts of proposals, but we're looking at the artwork that's going into the public sphere. So that's what we're approving today, not how people put together their proposal packages.
Okay. So for Living Streets Alliance, I was wondering, your organization comes before this committee fairly often, yes? Has any of your proposals ever been rejected?
Not that I'm aware of. I have been with LSA for about a year and a half. And I think from the ones that have come through have all been approved, as far as I know.
Has any of your proposals ever received a single dissenting or nay vote?
I'm unsure about it. This is my first time personally proposing with it.
Chair Jimenez, I'm so sorry to interrupt, Chair Jimenez. Are these part of the criteria that are being evaluated for the specific artwork? Does it pertain to the actual donation that we're talking about today? Because it's my understanding that we can't talk about things that are not on the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana, for bringing it back to the purpose of why we're bringing this forward, which is to approve the artwork that will be donated by the Living Streets Alliance at two different locations. So I think we should stick to that agenda item and to the criteria with which we were given. So after looking at everything, did you, Abby, want to just do it one by one and then we vote on each one, or did you want to present both?
Donna? I'll kind of leave that to you. Donna's helping with the votes since I'm kind of new to this. So I'll let you.
Yes, Chair Jimenez, there will be two votes taken each separately for each donation.
Okay. So if there are any other questions about the proposal artwork, about what's being put forward as the donation itself, which is the two images that we just saw, the robot, the tin toys, and then the dream big. We can ask those now, and if not, I'll entertain a motion to vote for approval. To vote on it, sorry, to take a vote.
Move to approve.
Second.
Second.
Thank you. I think Nancy might have seconded.
Yes.
Thank you. And we can go ahead and do a roll call vote when you're ready, Don.
Chair Jimenez?
Approve.
Committee Member Glock?
Approve.
Committee Member Fisher?
Approve.
Committee Member Joplin?
Approve.
Committee Member Lopez?
Approve.
Committee Member Lawrence?
Unmute.
Is Committee Member Lawrence still? Oh, I see it in the chat. Approved. Thank you. Committee Member Smith?
Approved.
Committee Member Luke?
Approved.
Committee Member Fung?
Approved.
Committee Member Clark?
Approved.
Committee Member Sanchez?
Approved.
Committee Member Sipp is recusing herself. Committee Member Tate.
Oh, approve.
Thank you. The motion has passed, Chair Jimenez.
Okay, thank you, everyone. There's one more for us to review. Abby, take that away.
All right, thank you. So before I get started here, is Patricia Schwartz here?
I am here with Artist as well.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. Welcome. All right, so I'll jump in and give a brief summary, and then we can open it up for questions after. I will share my screen one more time. All right, awesome. So the second donation proposal that we'll be reviewing today was submitted by Patricia Schwartz with the Living Street Alliance, and it's called Old Pasqua Asphalt Art Project, funded through the Thrive and Theo 5 initiative and approved by the San Ignacio Yaqui Council. This is another place lifting project. We've got a summary here. I'll leave that up if you'd like to read through that quickly. Look at the images here just shortly. Awesome. So I'll scroll back up, open this up so we can all see. This project is planned to be implemented at a community block painting party, potentially held December 3rd. The artist and a team of youth volunteers will prep the area, and then the community will participate in painting on the day of the event. And this also is a temporary proposal anticipated for about a year, as our last one was as well. Awesome. I'll stop sharing and we can open that up for questions as well.
Question about the design for the artwork. As you're aware, we are the government censorship committee. We tell artists what they're allowed to say, and we try to make sure they say things that the city itself would want to say. Does your design have any elements that might offend important people?
No. The design elements, they all circle around Yaqui values and our mythology. So the images chosen are of animals and plant life, as well as some cultural dancers and symbols that are able to be used.
Thank you.
I have a question. This is for, I guess, the Arts Foundation. Asphalt art doesn't last for that long because of the, well, I don't think it's in a heavily trafficked area. I forgot what the cross streets are. It's a neighborhood, right?
So it'll be protected by flex posts and planters. So when you're not driving on it, it can actually last quite a while.
Okay. So after a year, what happens to it?
Is that a question for
I'm not sure, because since it's a donation to the city of Tucson.
In the maintenance protocol form, so in the past, what we've done and what we'll do is purchase a little bit of extra paint, and that will remain with the artist or accessible to the artist, and so they can do touch-ups as necessary, which I think the photo that you saw in Jessica's proposal of the Otra traffic circle, I think that was done in like 2019 or even earlier. So it can last quite a while with touch-ups. So that's the general plan.
Okay.
And they're submitted as temporary artwork, Chair Jimenez. So they're left to be to coexist into an afterlife for without being in the permanent collection at that point.
Okay. Kenna, you had your hand raised.
Yeah. In terms of imagery, is there a cross?
Yes, that is part of our tribal flag.
Okay.
And it's a symbol to honor our past relatives, both here and in the state of Sonora.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Robert.
Again, going to the duration. After the regular life of the artwork, is it set to deteriorate and basically become an eyesore rather than an artwork? Is there any plan to, after the 2-year period that's life expectancy, what will happen to it?
Yeah, so I mean, as mentioned, there will be extra paint, so touch-ups can happen over the course of its lifetime. The base coat is done with a traffic paint, which is permanent, and so that will, you know, the actual curb extension as well as the flex post and the planters will remain, you know, and then the mural on top of it is easily touched up.
Well, I understood the lifespan is 1 or 2 years. I'm assuming it won't be touched up forever.
I suppose I can't speak to forever, but that is part of why we want to work with artists from the community. So Brendan here lives in the El Pasco neighborhood, as well as the youth artists who helped design it. So they're, you know, integrated into the community upkeep and, you know, I don't know about forever, but.
We can all hope.
Committee members, Mark, we can, we'll be working closely with the city of Tucson Department of Transportation to help them through these kinds of maintenance questions for temporary artworks. But as it stands, the lifespan allows the city to essentially commit to the first, you know, 1 or 2 years of the temporary nature of the artwork, and then the city can decide what it will do in terms of completely creating a blank canvas or continuing to refresh the colors with the community beyond that period. But at that point, the temporary nature of the artwork really allows the city to be able to acknowledge that the artwork and the artists and the donors all served the same goal of having the artwork up for a temporary amount of time without committing to having to pay for maintenance in perpetuity.
Yeah, I think basically, Robert,
that doesn't answer my question as to at some point when normal traffic and where is it still going to be art?
I think what I took from what Adriana was saying was that basically after 1 year, it is kind of within the city's purview what to do with it. And should it be so decayed, they would have the means and ability to either power spray it off or street clean it, which is why there's a commitment to 1 year of leaving it as is. One would hope that community will maintain it. As long as they can. But I think that as far as the city's obligation go, it's through 1 year that it'll be allowed to, it'll be in the temporary collection. And I think if people had a problem with it and just like we asked for street repairs, I mean, that can be asked for with street cleanup too. So it is in the community's, you know, as citizens to call the city they have a problem with how it's decaying and stuff. But I would hope that since the artist is a member of that community and since they were involved in the process that they would continue to maintain it
you know, for as long as they can. But as you see in like South Tucson, there's a lot of public art that was created in community. And, you know, over time, things just do, you know, they do decay. But there's always new grants. That's the other great thing. So there's always new grants to go over old stuff. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so I would entertain a motion to vote on this.
I move to vote and approve.
Second.
Thank you. Donna, can you do a roll call,
please? This is Maureen. I'll second.
I believe we already had the second from...
Committee Member Lopez, I believe.
Committee Member Lopez, yes. So for the motion, Chair Jimenez.
Approve.
Committee Member Gluck.
Approve.
Committee Member Fisher.
Approve.
Committee Member Joplin.
Approve.
Committee Member Lopez.
Approve.
Committee Member Lawrence.
Rubber stamp approval.
Committee Member Smith.
Approved.
Committee Member Luke.
Approve.
Committee Member Fung.
Approve.
Committee Member Clark.
Approve.
Committee Member Sanchez.
Approve.
Committee Member Sip abstains. Committee Member Tate.
Approve.
The motion has passed, Chair Jimenez.
Okay, thank you everybody for that. And thank you for LSA and the artists for being on the call. And we are not, you know, robots who approve everything. We, as committee members, are elected, you know, and appointed to these positions. Our rubric is very basic, and should any of us have had issues with your proposals, we had every right to say no, you know, and even to say yes if it was political. You know, that's we have a secondary body after us who also takes a look at our approvals. And it's not just us. There's the citizens who are also can show up to our meetings and ask for deaccession of artwork. So we're within a larger process here. So I appreciate your all of your patience with this mechanism that's public art.
Excellent, thank you. I think that's all we had for donations.
Thank you, everyone. Let's see here. Our next item is the Valencia Cold de Houghton concurrence approval. Wilwin, could you talk about that, please?
Sure. Hi, everyone. I'm going to share my screen. Okay. Greetings, committee members. Today, I'd like to present the artist team recommendation by the Public Art Project panel for the Valencia Cold de Houghton project. The panel unanimously voted to recommend Simon Donovan and Ben Olmsted for this commission out of 72 applications received. From the 72 applications, three finalists were selected by the panel for interviews. They're listed at the bottom, artist team Robin Wright, Riley and Jason Butler, Joe O'Connell, and of course, Simon and Ben. Upon conclusion of the public interviews, the panel deliberated and then ultimately selected Simon Donovan and Ben Olmsted for this commission. The 9-member panel is composed of Tucson community members, including Rita Ranch residents, artists, a Bell youth educator, a Pima County sheriff captain, a Madera HOA member and realtor, an employee of the UA Tech Park nearby, an engineer from the larger CIP construction project and a City of Tucson project manager for the CIP project. The artwork location is in Ward 4 in the Rita Ranch neighborhood on Valencia Road, northeast of Nexus Road, and that's between Cole and Houghton. If you look at the aerial view on the top left, you'll see that north of Valencia is open desert, and south of Valencia is new housing developments and retail. The image to the right of that shows what it looks like now. The art will be located in the dirt lot, but don't worry, taco trucks will not be displaced. These are some excerpts from the 100% design roll plot. And as you can see from the thumbnail at the very top left, that dirt lot will become a parking lot. And if you look to the right, the zoomed in image, you can see the parking lot in greater detail. There will be a bicycle and pedestrian path aligning the road and an ADA compliant walkway that connects the path to the lot. The artwork is in that where that red dot is. And the artist will work with Somas Architecture Firm to coordinate the landscape design with the artwork. There is an option to illuminate the artwork at night if the artist and panel decide that's the direction they want to go. The artwork will have a 360-degree view with a desert background, doable by car, bike, or on foot. These are previous works by Simon and Ben. They have many recognizable artworks in the region. You've probably seen one or more of these in Tucson. I believe all but the top right one is in Pima County. I had that image so you could see what their work looks like at nighttime when illuminated. So I'll read a few comments from the project panel about Simon and Ben and their work. One is, you can identify their work because it fits the neighborhood and it's unique. They make art that is recognizable in daytime and nighttime. And not crazy about their presentation, but their resume speaks for itself. So committee members, thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this concurrence with you. Do you have any questions at this time?
How many people were on the committee?
Nine. This one had nine voting members, but also some participants that were non-voting, including representative from Ward 4.
Was anyone from our committee on it?
Yes. Sorry. I'm sorry, I'm blanking on names right now. Valerie's, no. Ann Lopez, my apologies. Ann Lopez is our Ward 4 PAC-D rep.
Ann, do you want to say anything about being on the committee?
Is Ann, I thought Ann was not.
I'm not, I wasn't only a member of the committee, but I also live in the Rita Ranch area. I thought there were so many really highly qualified artists who submitted their applications, but I think ultimately the three finalists were all local artists, which was really amazing when you think that there were 72 applications. Some from very far away. I think they're like, as was said, I think Simon and Ben's work speaks for itself. And I think the committee came to a very great decision.
Thank you, and the committee member for sharing.
Are there any images of what they're proposing?
No, this is a request for qualifications.
Got it.
The design will be with the panel.
Okay, Felix, you had your hand up.
Yes. Are the artists here today?
No.
But they are aware. They are aware that they won or that they were chosen. Yes.
They will be. Yes.
Well, they're not. They're not aware now.
If they're here, they would be. But they were really notified as soon as the approval or disapproval of the vote happens momentarily.
Are any panelists here other than the one committee member, Lopez?
I don't believe so.
No. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. Chair Menes, may I request to entertain a motion to approve Simon Donovan and Ben Olmsted as a selected artist for the Valencia Houghton to Kolb project?
Yes, I'll entertain a motion.
I will so move.
I will second. This is Kenna.
Chair Jimenez.
Mm-hmm. Approve.
Committee Member Glock.
Approved.
Committee Member Fisher.
Approve.
Committee Member Joplin.
Approve.
Committee Member Lopez.
Approve.
Committee Member Lawrence.
Approve.
Committee Member Smith.
Approve.
Committee Member Luke.
Approve.
Committee Member Fong.
Approve.
Committee Member Clark.
Approve.
Committee Member Sanchez.
Approve.
Committee Member Sip.
Approve.
Committee Member Tate.
Approve.
The motion has passed, Chair Jimenez, and will win.
Hey, thank you. That's exciting. So their next item, again, will win, is panelist input from PACD.
Yes, thank you, Chair Jimenez. So this is our ongoing request for panel members, for yourself or if you know someone in the community that would be interested. So I'll just list up a couple of projects that we're looking for, panelists that are coming up. It'll be a Grant Road at Union Pacific Railroad, which is going to be in Ward 1 and Ward 3. Art in Your Park, Ward 5. Southside Public Safety Complex, also in Ward 5. If you have any interest on these or any more information, feel free to email me, or you can follow the link in the agenda. If you have already completed a nomination form, we will contact you when that project is ready for panel assembly. And that's it. So thanks again. We can move on to agenda item 9. Thanks.
Oh, Will Wynn, I was wondering, is there like a simple sheet or something for someone interested in serving on a panel that I could like give them, like what the commitments and expectations are? Because sometimes it's an extended timeline for the project. I was on one where it lasted a really long time. But the Southside Complex one, that's the neighborhood my family lives in. So know lots of people who live there and could ask around, but they're all older. So it'll be a hard thing to pass them to go online and look into. So anyhow, just asking if there's something.
Yeah, there is something in the works where we're not, it's not quite developed yet, but we have thought about that and do know that a need for maybe like a one pager for these sort of things, or even how our public art process can be more easily understood.
But there's actually there's a performing arts center right across from that project called Viva. I know the owner. I'm sure she'd be a great community member to have on the panel, at Sing Mao. She runs a dance studio and has for a really long time. And they'll like be able to see it from there.
Yeah. That would be cool. That work also is a little bit different because it's going to have a whole plaza to work in, opposed to just a freestanding or a wall attached artwork. But Donna and I are working on that one. Donna will be leading that. So thank you. We'll get in touch. Thank you for offering.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. So I'm. Anyone would? Are there any requests for additions to next month's agenda? Felix, you have your hand up.
Yes, the recordings for this meeting and the history of the recordings, I'd like to put that on the agenda. There's only one audio recording on that website for the last meeting. There's no history of audio recordings.
Okay, thank you, Felix. Any other requests for additions? I have a question/addition. I'd like to meet our committee in person. Would the committee be interested in an in-person meeting maybe once a year? I know how difficult it is to meet in person. Anyhow, because we're not allowed to socialize, correct? That's we can't like do a social, like a meet and greet. Ward 1 did a like meeting of all their individual committee member appointees, which was okay. But since we're a committee, I think we're only allowed to meet in person altogether officially. So I'm just curious if all you would be interested in maybe next year we could have in the spring an in-person meeting. Can we do that? Would that be difficult to arrange?
I think that's a great idea.
I know that now till January is, well, at least for me, it's kind of crazy. So maybe like a February could be an in-person PACD meeting. Maybe we'll have new appointees by then as well. Is anyone interested in that? Can I get a thumbs up if you think that's a good idea? Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk about it at our pre-PACD meeting. Maybe we can put it on the books because we have to publicize it so that the public can attend. So we need advance notice of that. So maybe February or March would be a good time to do in person. And then all the like winter sickness viruses will have passed and we'll be in another lull of safety, hopefully. Thank you everyone. And I don't believe there's anyone in the audience. I'm going to move to adjourn. Thank you everybody for being here and participating.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Alex.
You're welcome.